WGVU Public Radio and our online content is listener and user funded. Please make your contribution today. Click on the red donate button on the top right or call 1-866-677-9488. Thank you.
Advanced care planning is a process which can help you plan your medical care in advance so that if you become unable to make decisions for yourself, your wishes can still be respected by your family members, loved ones, and healthcare team. Reality is that death and taxes are for certain. So it's tough to plan, but we must do this. And I would think that my next guest will back me up on that because it's how she spends her day coordinating this program, Nikki Lewis, on behalf of Mercy Health. Good morning to you, Nikki.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. Happy Friday to you. What's your background, Nikki? How long have you been with Mercy?
I have actually been with Mercy Health for almost 9 years now, initially as an inpatient medical social worker, and last year I transitioned into the advanced care planning coordinator role.
I imagine you want to be busy because, as I teased, advanced care planning should be a must on all of our lists.
Absolutely. Oftentimes people think of this as something for the elderly or people with terminal illnesses, but the reality is that an advanced care plan is really important for every adult.
Do you have any statistics to back me up?
Oh, certainly. What research has found is that the majority of people actually do want to have their families involved. 60% of people say that making sure their tough decisions aren't a burden is extremely important, but only about 56% have actually communicated their end-of-life wishes to their families. 80% of people say that if they were seriously ill, they would want to have a conversation with their healthcare providers, but only 7% have actually had that conversation. 82% of people say that it's very important to put these things into writing, but only 23% have actually done so. There's a myriad of laws and rules regarding the different types of paperwork that you use, but the most important part is the conversation, the discussion with your loved ones and your healthcare providers about what your wishes would be.
And you put this into scenarios, and let me just give a potential. On the way home from the gym, you're involved in a terrible accident. Although you were completely healthy mere minutes ago, you arrive at the emergency room unconscious. If I haven't signed anything, who speaks on my behalf? My dogs?
Yeah, that's where things can get complicated.
Yeah.
It really depends on what you have shared with your friends and family. There are often very difficult decisions that have to be made. We are all aware of all the advances that have been made in medical science, and we can do a great deal to care for people, but is the resulting outcome of those treatments what you would wish for yourself? So what we really ask people is to consider this a gift to their loved ones, a gift of peace of mind that they know that they are making decisions that are in line with your wishes and values and beliefs.
And as you mentioned, it doesn't often, it's not often a correlation with, I'm 90, I better start thinking about this. It can happen
right
when we're 29. A reason why we're lucky to have you here, Nikki Lewis, is to talk about how you are talking to the community. You have a couple of, three free community events for advanced care planning.
We do. Coming up next week, it's actually in observance of National Healthcare Decision Day, which this year falls on April 16th, which actually goes back to your earlier comment that that date was chosen because of its proximity to tax day, and death and taxes are the two things you can't avoid. So on April 13th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at our 245 Cherry Street building, we will be having an open community seminar. We'll also be holding another one on Thursday, April 14th, also from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Mercy Health Southwest campus. That's at 2373 64th Street in Byron Center. And then on Saturday, April 16th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at our Browning-Clater Health Center located at 1246 Madison Avenue Southeast. So the space is limited for these events. So participants may register by calling Maria Alvarez de Lopez at 616-685-3359 or emailing her at alvarmar@mercyhealth.com.
Is this also on your mercyhealth.com website in general?
It is. The general information about advanced care planning and more information on arranging a conversation with one of our trained facilitators to assist a patient and their loved ones in completing this planning process can be found at www.mercyhealth.com/ACP.
And Nikki Lewis with us to talk about these free community events for advanced care planning, focusing on individuals and health care goals. This is free, but as you mentioned, you do ask for registration.
Correct. Just for these community events, if you're unable to attend these events, we do have, as I mentioned, a group of trained facilitators that will set up a one-on-one meeting with yourself and your family to sit down and have this very important conversation to achieve the five important goals of reflecting on what your values, beliefs, and preferences are, identifying a person that you can trust to honor your wishes even in difficult situations, to decide on some of your general preferences for care, to document those in a legal form that allow your health care providers to honor them in all situations, and to make a plan to share this document with your providers and all of our area hospitals.
Yeah, I was going to ask if, just wrote something on a white napkin and threw it in my drawer. That might not work.
Well, not exactly. The laws are a little bit more stringent than that, but our facilitators are fully capable of assisting patients with that process.
So have the talk and more. What else is important, Nikki?
The big thing is to speak to your family members. One of the biggest myths that we hear is that people say, oh, well, my family would know what I want. But do they really? There are a lot of circumstances that can occur. I encountered one gentleman who felt that as long as he could be propped up in front of a TV with a beer and watch football was sufficient for him. But for other people, that's not the quality of life that they would want going forward. So it's really about identifying what your values are, what you hold dear, what's important, and making sure your family understands that.
And no need, this is a reality check, but these are tough decisions to make in the throes of a tragedy.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's a very difficult time for families to be making difficult decisions. So anything that you can do, I think, to ease that process is really a gift to the people that you love.
All right, let's make that happen by attending for sure one of the three events that you have coming up and or talking with you at a different venue. Remind me again of the dates and times, please, Nikki.
Absolutely. The first is Wednesday, April 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. at 245 Cherry Street Northwest. Thursday, April 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Mercy Health Southwest Campus at 2373 64th Street. And Saturday, April 16th at the Browning-Clater Health Center at 1246 Madison Avenue Southeast.
MercyHealth.com for more information. All right, Nikki Lewis, back to work you go. Let's hope your phone rings off the hook that we've teased some reality into our lives. Nikki
Thank
Lewis,
you.
Yep, coordinator with the Advanced Care Planning Program on behalf of Mercy Health. Thank you.